everybody, and welcome to the Comic Shirt. I am your host, Tyler. I am joined by nobody but a stack of comics today, because Derek is away attending to other matters, and you are stuck with me for the foreseeable future. Sucks to be you. Today I want to jump right in, as always, and I want to discuss a little thing I like to call Valiant Comics. The current iteration is better known as Valiant Entertainment, or to the people that like to use abbreviations, you can call it VEI. So I probably will call it that. So, you know, if you're keeping up, VEI is the current Valiant. VH1 is the first wave, the Jim Shooter stuff. VH2 is the Acclaim stuff, as far as I know. I haven't read any of the Acclaim stuff, so I'm going to assume VH2 is starting at the Acclaim takeover. So here I am. You are joined by myself and this beer and this stack of comics, and we're going to talk Valiant Comics. Beer break. You're going to hear that a lot because Derek's not here to talk while I drink. So, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the Valiant Comics 25th anniversary poster that features more characters than I have fingers and toes, meaning I can't count high enough to count them all. And you just can't help but reminisce about all the great stories you've had since they came back in 2012. Some people ask, what is the big deal about Valiant Comics? I'll tell you what, Valiant Comics is making a splash in the world of comics, just like they did back in the early 90s. They're doing stories that are simply better than Marvel. They are simply better than DC, and it's all in one shared universe. It's hard to compare something like Valiant to something like an Image Comics, because Image does not share one solid universe. So you can't really compare the two. But as far as shared universes go, in this podcaster's humble opinion, Valiant is far and above the big two, I guess. And why is that? You take a character like Eric, that's right, Martin, and OTV guys from other podcasts. Eric, who better known as Exo Manowar, who is the flagship title of Valiant since they started, initially starting with Robert Venditti, who you might know from Green Lantern or The Flash. You take a character like Exo, and basically what you have is you have a time-displaced warrior from whatever, 400 BC, who gets captured, travels on a spaceship as a slave for years and years, ends up getting this suit of armor from a race called the Vine. Turns out time doesn't pass the same where in the Vine ships, so now it's present day. He's got this crazy armor. All he knows is how to fight. He doesn't understand where his family and his home went. He does, you know, all he really knows is he hates Romans and he knows how to kill people. And you give a guy like that the most powerful weapon in the universe and see what happens. So I mean, that's kind of the beginning around Exo Manowar, and as far as a space kind of thing goes, and you know, somebody with armor, I think stuff like Iron Man don't even touch it. There's so much more to it, and at the same time, you're not burdened by 75 years of or whatever 50 years of Marvel just continuity and BS in a way. You don't have to know the original VH1 to jump into VEI. You don't have to know anything about the characters. I didn't know there was a Valiant in the 90s. I stopped reading comics probably when VH1 hit their peak. At the time, I was really only reading like Venom and Spider-Man because of the Spider-Man cartoon from the 90s. That was amazing. I wasn't even reading X-Men because although the cartoon was great, I just didn't really care. Venom was the shit back then. So without Derek, it's hard to not lose focus, right? Essentially, Exo Manowar, like I said, he's the key character in the center of the universe. You don't need to know him before. You can jump right in with number one. As a matter of fact, recently EXO Manowar number 33 came out, and I dare say, and actually did in my review, that it is the single best jump on point issue that I've ever read. If I hadn't already been reading it, I would want to read the book. And as a matter of fact, because I already was reading it, I wanted to read it even more. So, you know, you can start there if you don't want to go back to the trades. I think they got 8 trades out now or so. And the trades are all inexpensive. I mean, they also have deluxe hardcover editions for those of you with the same crazy addiction that I have. So obviously get those. But I would start there and work your way out. Immediately, you know, you get introduced to characters like Ninjak, who is getting his own series in March. Obviously, that's been a long time coming, but it's written by Matt Kint, and he's a fantastic writer. And he's one of the architects of the whole Valiant universe right now, along with guys like Robert Venditti, Joshua Dysart, newcomer Jeff Lemire, who obviously, you know, everybody knows who Jeff Lemire is and knows what he's capable of. You know, him and the Valiant universe has been great. Him and Matt Kint actually been working together on a title called The Valiant, with a lot of the big time characters like Eternal Warrior, Bloodshot, Geomancer, Ninjak, and you know, that's another good series. If you're looking to jump into Valiant, actually, you can probably start right at that. Give you a little bit of an insight on the characters before you start venturing out. The thing that I didn't actually realize until it was pointed out to me by the Valiant Central guys, which, by the way, I don't normally do this, but check out ValiantCentral.com. That is a good site, and Martin's a good guy. Paul's okay, you know. Yeah, Paul. I'm just kidding, Paul. Anyway, I didn't realize that they were only putting out 9 titles. It had never hit me that they're only putting out 9 titles. You don't need absolutely to get all these titles to understand the whole universe. You can for sure, you know, read 1 or 2 and get the gist of what's going on. But damn, if it doesn't make you want to read all 9 titles. And they're all good. They really are. They're so good, in fact, that as soon as Swamp Thing and Green Lantern New Guardians ends from DC, I'm done with DC. I might keep Batman, I guess, because mostly for Greg Capullo. But other than that, I'm done with DC. Valiant is just a much richer universe. It's really hard to explain until you start reading it. It's just one of those things where everything's clicking, everything's really well thought out. There's no irritating editor interference or big corporation interference because the next big fucking movie is coming out and they have to, they have to make this character this color or make this character do this, or, you know, there's just, and again, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the movie comes out and then everything has to, the ripple effect, you know, the butterfly flapping its wings and the hurricane on the other side of the country, that seems to happen, and it seems to generate. I mean, we've got a lot of good things for the movies. You know, Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury is great. You know, that kind of stuff. But there's just no retarded interference. There's no changes that aren't made unless they're, you know, everybody's got a say in it. Everybody's got a thought. You know, and they have a purpose. There's a purpose behind it. Just like with the VH1 Valiant, like if a character dies, they're dead. You look at the first Harbinger series, and Joshua Dysart killed off a character, and they haven't come back. You know, 2 months later, it's not, oh, well, so-and-so is alive again, and now he's back to kick some ass, or not, you know, there's just none of that bullshit with it, and it's refreshing. It's nice to see that happen. Beer break. Today's podcast is brought to you by Innocent Gun Toasted Oak IPA. They're actually not our sponsors and are no way affiliated with us, but they're delicious. Delicious. But yeah, you know, Valiant, it just comes off, it's so refreshing. When it first came out, I was actually at the local Calgary Expo Entertainment thing, which has basically become just, here's the next movie or TV guy, who cares about comics? But anyway, that's another argument for another time. And Kerry Nord was there, who was the first artist on Exo Manowar, and who was a great guy and a great artist, and I've seen a lot of his work on his Conan run and stuff. So, of course, I wanted to talk to him, and he's like, hey, I'm doing this book, Exo Manowar. I'm like, well, oh, yeah, that's great. Like, sign my Conan stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. And he signed two copies. It was about a month before it released, and just gave them to me. And he's like, just trust me, you know, just read this. And I went home, and I read one, and it was like, holy shit, you know, this is great. And thanks to Kerry Nord, you know, I'm addicted to Valiant Comics now. I've actually taken the time and the money and the effort, whatever you want to call it, to go back and actually read some of the VH1 stuff. I had stumbled upon an Exo Manowar issue zero at some shop on some tour. Me and my wife like to go out and drive to places we haven't been and literally just go to all the comic shops in that town or city or whatever and check stuff out and see how they do stuff over there, because I've been to every shop in Calgary here more times than I can count. And I know them all, and they get boring after a while, obviously, as stuff like that would. So, Kerry Nord literally threw me down the rabbit hole with this stuff. And one thing, for those that don't know, initially when VH1 started, they had the Gold Key characters like Turok and Solar, Man of the Atom, and Magnus Robot Fighter. And those were the beginnings of the VH1 universe, so I've actually read a lot of those before. I haven't even really got... I think I read Harbinger 1, which are the original characters created, which Dinesh, the CEO or whatever of the VH1 stuff, you know, those characters that they all own. So those are, you know, Harbinger's back and Exo Manowar and stuff like that. But anyway, I've read a lot of these characters they don't have anymore, and it's just... You know, just the universe and the way they've crafted it and the stuff that Jim Shooter did back in the 90s was just really great. I mean, yeah, okay, it's got some 90s flair to it, but the art's great and the color's great. And the stories are really good and the characters are really good. Everything's well thought out. I mean, it's right down to, instead of going, you know, 2015 and then a story takes place, they're like March 14th, 2015 at 12:01 a.m., and they've planned everything, and they take that so that, you know, if a character is doing this in this book at 12:01, he's not going to be somewhere else at 12:05 halfway across the world doing something else. Like, you know, that's the kind of planning they do, and that's carried over into into VHI or VEI, and you know, they got that same kind of planning, and they got that same kind of character work, and they got the same kind of color work and artistry and just the well thought out universe that they had back then. Whether or not they become what they become, I think, is irrelevant, because they've done so much in so little time now. You know, and they're moving at a pace where they're not trying to pump out 50,000 books, different titles, like I believe started to happen towards the crash of VH1. They're 9 titles a month. Boom, boom, boom. 9, 9, 9. Sometimes 8. 9, 9, 9, you know, and they're taking their time and they're building their universe, and you know, they're taking stuff like Solar from VH1 was kind of the be all end all character, and now they got this new miniseries from Matt Kent, a brand new character. The series is called Divinity. I don't know if officially the character is going to be called Divinity or not, or something else. I haven't really covered that. Abram Adams is the character name. Left on the doorstep in Mother Russia, got trained by the Soviet Union, sent into space on a secret mission, comes back with crazy-ass powers, basically. I mean, that's a series that absolutely blew me away, too. Only one issue's out, so okay, the first issue blew me away. So there's another intro for people that are looking to get into Valiant. By all means, pick up Divinity, digital, you know, physical, however you can do it. Start with a character that has no history. He was never in VH1, VH2, you know, so you really, really don't have to know anything about this character to get into it, so that's always a good start. But I mean, the key points and the key legacies from VH1 are certainly carried over, but they're better. I mean, Jim Shooter was the architect, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, along with guys like Bob Layton and stuff. But Jim Shooter was the main guy in VH1, really putting this universe together and coming up with stuff like Unity, which pulled all their characters together, and they're all, you know, a part of this one timeline, trying to save the universe, the whole, all universes, you know, and that's from there, you know, then the shared universe was established and blah, blah. You know, now, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, you got guys like Robert Venditti and Joshua Dysart. I mean, they're editor-in-chief Warren Simmons, Matt Kitt, Jeff Lemire, all those guys, you know, and they're all working really closely to make sure everything makes sense. And it's just something great to see. I don't feel, you don't feel the same kind of, I don't want to say care or love or anything of the characters, because all the guys that work at the Big Two obviously love the characters and love what they do, or they wouldn't do it. But it doesn't feel like everybody's on the same page necessarily, whether it's the guys in trenches, so to speak, versus the guys up, you know, pushing the red button. There's just not a cohesive unit that you might get out of Valiant. And it really and truly shows. I've heard it said before, you know, everything Valiant VEI has done might not work per se. A lot of people seem to shit on the original Shadow Man series that started off with like Justin Jordan and Patrick Surcher and stuff. Which, I mean, I remember reading it. I actually have the first five issues sitting next to me here just because I was going through my Valiant stuff. I don't remember it being overly bad, but I certainly didn't keep reading it, so I guess that might say something. But even if it didn't work, they still went full bore, and they still gave it their all, and they still, you know, they still had the same quality, or attempt at quality, I guess, that the rest of the universe has. I mean, that was some of the beginning stuff the Shadow Man worked. So if and when they come out with a new Shadow Man, I'm sure it'll be that much better. The original Bloodshot from VEI was good as well. That ended after 25. Jeff Lemire's coming back with Miko Suyans. Sorry, Miko. For Bloodshot Reborn, and it's going to be not necessarily a whole new Bloodshot, but it's, you know, now that they've learned a few things about the original series and the universe has established itself some more, they're you know, giving it another go, so to speak. And I mean, you got a guy like Jeff Lemire behind it. It's gonna be good. Anything Jeff Lemire has done has been great. So you know, that character is safely in the hands of Jeff for sure. I haven't read a lot of the VH1 yet. As I said, I mean, I'm on to Solar number 4, Magnus number 7, which has the Flip Rye books in it. So I'm not super into it just yet. I mean, I've read Unity and stuff. I read it ahead of time, actually, just to, I don't know, I jumped right into it head first because I didn't have any of the Solar Magnus issues. I mean, you can't get them digitally through the store because Valiant doesn't own the characters anymore. So getting the single issues was a little more of a pain in the ass, and I was antsy, so I just, you know, bought what I could through Comixology and read it in bits and pieces. I mean, you get the whole story. You don't necessarily need them. If you want to just try it right away, you can just buy those issues and you're good to go. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I mean, the point, I guess, here is, yes, you need to go back, or you should go back, and you should read VH1 and see what they did and how they did it, and how Valiant became, you know, what it did in the 90s. I mean, it was selling Marvel books at some point, before Acclaim. I mean, Acclaim was the beginning of the end, from what I heard. Some people say it's not too bad, but it's certainly not the VH1 stuff, quality-wise. Jim Shooter was ousted in 93 or 94 or something. And you know, everything kind of went downhill slowly and surely after that. But the matter at hand is VEI and getting more people to read it. You know, there's series that are done, and you can get, you know, the whole series in trades or hardcovers or whatever. Like Archer and Armstrong ended at 25. Bloodshot ended at 25. It actually morphed into Bloodshot and the Hardcorps, or Hardcores, Corps. You know, there's a 90s name for you, Hardcore. H-A-R-D-C-O-R-P-S. Fun times. There was that. There was Shadow Man ended, I think, at 12. Quantum and Woody ended at 12 or so. You know, not including miniseries and such. X-Men War is still going strong. If I didn't say Harbinger's ended at 25 as well. You know, but they got stuff like Imperium right now where you take a menacing villain bad guy who can pretty much do anything he sets his mind to, literally and figuratively, in Toyo Harada, and you know, it's one of the best villains I think I've ever come across. And they just write it so well. You know, I hate to say it, but you can't help but like him at some point, even while simultaneously hating him. You know, he's that kind of a character, and the new series Imperium that they have with him, with Joshua Dysart back, and essentially it almost feels like it's the flip side of Harbinger. At least, I mean, one issue's out, so it's tough to call at the moment, but it feels like the flip side of Harbinger. Harbinger was about, you know, Peter Stanchek, aka Sting, and Faith and Torque and Flamingo and Chris and all those. The younger people growing up with their, or that, you know, just had their powers or whatever, and now it's showing Toyo Harada in Imperium trying to set the world the way he thinks it should be. Whether or not that's right, I guess, is still kind of in question. But I mean, he's just another example of a very, very, very good, valiant character from the original 90s series that they've adapted and molded to a modern age, and I think actually improved on him. And made him scarier and just a better character overall. and you know, looking back again at this 25th anniversary, poster, and just looking at some of the characters, even just at the forefront, not even the background characters. I mean, Shadow Man the series might not have been great, but the character is good. And word is, I haven't got there yet, but the VH1 series, at least some of it, the beginning half maybe, was actually really good. So I mean, that's worth checking out. You know, you got stuff like the Matt Kint Rye set in 4001 AD with art by Clayton Crane, and it's all painted, and it's, you know, that's an exceptional series with an exceptional creative team and exceptional character that sets itself apart from anything else on the shelf, Valiant or otherwise. Arguably, it challenges Eric of Dacia, a.k.a. Exo Manowar, for the crown jewel of Valiant, because it is that good. I think there's 8 or 9 issues out right now. You know, every now and then they'll take a break so Clayton Crane can catch up. They're not worried about, you know, forcing the deadline and ruining the look that they have building with this world and this character from number one with Clayton Crane by getting a fill-in artist or rushing it and having it not be the Clayton Crane that you're used to. And you know, and again, that's more examples of stuff Valiant does right. And I wish more companies in general would take a look at that. But yeah, certainly Rye is a great thing, and it's not so connected to the main timeline right now, because it is, you know, 2,000 years in the future or so. So that's another one I think you could probably jump into and be okay with. They got the, you know, characters like Dr. Mirage, which the first miniseries just ended, kind of plays off the Shadow Man stuff. So it's like the darker, demonic, dead side kind of thing. And the art was really cool. Jen Van Meter, the writer, was really, really good. It was an interesting series. It was an interesting corner of the Valiant universe, where, you know, the art was different and, you know, the art was different and they actually tried. Hold on a sec, my cat's being an asshole. Come on, you stupid three-legged cat. You're okay. Goddamn cats, right? Right? Three-legged bastards trying to get in the room. to kind of, you know, start to wrap things up here, I guess, you know, the point really and truly is that Valiant is doing really great things, and I don't feel like enough people are really giving it the chance that it deserves. Whether they're stuck in, I don't know, in a big two rut. You look at Marvel and you look at DC. In my personal opinion, I don't I haven't liked a lot of what DC has done for a number of years. The flip and flop on the DC, on the New 52 stuff, and I don't know. And Marvel, the Secret War stuff, I'm really not into. You know, there's some really great books from Marvel. Don't get me wrong, but there's just too much extra stuff going on, and it's too tied to a lot of extra editorial stuff. And maybe the scope of Valiant is just smaller, and that's more what I'm into right now. But they really and truly are just doing better work overall as a universe, as a team, than I think Marvel is, and maybe are even capable of, simply for the reason that, you know, they have all this extra, I don't know, more baggage maybe, but, you know, they got years and years of continuity that Valiant just doesn't have to dick around with. And that just I guess saves it, and it makes it easier to digest and swallow. And you know, 9 titles a month, you can really get into the whole universe, and just immerse yourself in VEI and get everything. You know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got strong female characters. It's got strong male characters. Strong storylines. Wicked villains. The creative teams are insane. Artists, colorists, letterers. Writers, editors, the upper management, from what I've heard, is really, really cool. Like, you know, Dinesh will go to shows and he'll be on the floor with the guys talking to people and doing that kind of stuff. And tell me the last time you talked to a Marvel or DC CEO like that, you know. I mean, you know, you're not comparing apples to apples, but you get my drift here. It's just one of those companies that really works for the fans. You know, they listen to fans. They are fans. I mean, if you know the story of Valiant, you know, Dinesh was a big fan, and the characters became available, and him and some other friends and whatnot actually bought the rights to the characters so that the universe wouldn't die, or, you know, maybe be sold to somebody who wouldn't do them justice, or you know, that kind of thing. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, it's a shame they didn't get, you know, Solar and Magnus, and even Turok for that matter, because I don't think... Even from what I'm reading, I mean, they were pivotal in the original VH1 stuff, and I don't really think that Dynamite is quite using them effectively, or as they could, or even should, maybe. So, you know, I mean, regardless, they're fans, they bought the characters they love, and now they're doing really good things with them. All the trades are very accessible. All the series, I think, are very accessible. I think there's literally something for everybody. Like I was saying, you know, you could drop, and I'm sure it'll happen in the near future, where I just get away from the New 52 and stick with my, you know, Dark Horse and Archie and Valiant and Image and that kind of stuff. You know, the smaller stuff. And Valiant is more than enough to satisfy superhero needs. You know, they got it all and there's more to come. And if I remember right, they said something like 1,500 characters or something. When VEI... first came out, they have 1,500 characters to work with. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface. Again, reverting back to the 25th anniversary poster, which obviously I will post in the page. You know, you look at it, and there's maybe 100 characters, and some of them are new, some of them are old. You know, it's a good mix, but it doesn't look like it's really scratched the surface of what they have and what they could do. There's just so much available to them. And their talent is there, and they can do it. And I truly believe they keep going like this, and they don't rush it, and they build slowly as they're going, and they do all this stuff that, you know, you very well could see a resurgence of Valiant, you know, maybe even better than it was before in the 90s, before the crash. You know, it's going to be everywhere. Maybe they will get movies and TV shows and that kind of stuff. Rumors there's a Bloodshot movie being written. You know, they'll get big and in your face, and now's the time with all the comic book shows and movies and stuff. So, Valiant is on the rise, and more people need to read it. And I don't know how much more I can do to try and get these books in front of you. And I mean, I review books, and a lot of them do get 5 stars, but they've earned it. It's not just a willy nilly 5-star. Oh, I like the whole universe, so blah 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 5 stars. You know, the stories are good. The Valiant. The 4-part issue series, 3 are out. Literally, it's been one of the best series I've ever read. Armor Hunter's crossover with Exo has been one of the best crossover in events in recent memory. I mean, they're that good, and they more than deserve your time and money. So hopefully my one-man show rambling convinced even some of you to pick up these books if you haven't already, you know, checked out our reviews and checked out, you know, other sites like ValiantFans.com and ValiantCentral.com and stuff like that. The fans are great, the community's great, the publisher's great. These books are great, and they deserve to be in your hands. So, you know, go out there, pick up X-O Man of War 33, and pick up The Valiant, and pick up Divinity, and pick up Trades, and do all that stuff, and check it out. And, you know, I guarantee you won't be sorry. So, until next time, because that's it, I am over the limit. Until next time, pick up Valiant, read Valiant, love Valiant. But more importantly than anything, worship comics.